Well, Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Hi, Brian. This is Abel with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Abel.
Fantastic. So you had a chance to hear JR, huh? Go ahead, sir.
As a salesman of myself, I always like to hear the pitch, and I hate when people are rude to me. I don't like to be rude to anyone, sir. If you could get my email address and send me all the information, I would greatly appreciate that. This is that I got on the phone for 1 second just because I got to get on the road right now. Like I just said right now, I'm in 4 different counties.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always on the road.
You travel 4 different counties?
Yes, sir. I'm in L.A., Riverside, and San Bernardino, and Kern County.
How do you get around with the traffic? I live in Irvine. How do you get around in the traffic?
We have a hybrid vehicle, so this is not a problem.
No, I mean traffic. Yeah, the main thing, traffic.
I try to have someone like another employee with me so we can go through the carpool lanes and all that.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a will.
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure. I mean, Riverside, San Bernardino County, you got some high volume traffic there, especially that 91 and then the 60 and then the 10 itself. Oof. I do that all the time, you know, when I travel to see family back in Palm Springs, but I'm just saying in general, even just Orange County, just getting one exit to the other sometimes is difficult.
I've made my border Orange County. They're like, hey, we need you to come over here. I'm like, no, you need to get someone else.
Did you say that? You told them?
I'll drive my, I go to LA alone. But I will not go to Orange County. This is maybe later.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, you want to limit yourself to that. You don't want to put so much on yourself and deal with all that. Not if it's not worth it. I mean, what's the highest ticket item that you do? You do termite inspection? I mean, termite removal? You do termites?
I don't do termites.
Okay.
It's only commercial grade that we go out for, like restaurants, warehouses, clinics, hospitals.
That's why you do those. That's why you do those trips. You don't do residential, you do commercial. That's what it is.
And people will call for their houses. Like, eventually owners will be like, hey, can you do my house too? I'm like, sure, we can do that too. That's not an issue. But I don't advertise that we're out there to try to do houses.
Okay. Brian, I got a question. Are you a bullfighter fan?
Am I a bullfighter fan?
Yes.
No, the name is... is the nickname that the restaurant cooks would call me when I would come into the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're like, here's the killer.
Yeah, that's right. But I was thinking matador. Okay, but I get what you're saying, matador. Matador means, I speak Spanish. Is it Spanish, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, good. See, so eso es buen nombre. I like it. Yes. Qué buen nombre. Oh, my God, that's powerful. The killer. Pest control.
That is, oh my God,
that's good. I love it, man. That's marketing.
The name.
That's marketing.
It cracks people up. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my little one. But yeah. Let me give you my email address.
Give me your email, please.
It's Best Pest.
Best
2020.
Pest.
2020.
Uh-huh.
At yahoo.com.
Okay. Do you have a social media account as well?
I think I have an Instagram page. It's the same name, Matador Pest Control.
Maybe we could use it for Facebook. There's a Facebook marketing and a Google marketing combined.
I have a Facebook page too.
Yeah, I could put you on the first page of Google under 15 keywords on the top of the keywords. Okay. So if somebody's looking for commercial pest control, you'll be under the commercial. Emergency pest control, mobile pest control, whatever you want to call it, you know, or you can pick the cities if you want, you know, Riverside Pest Control, you know. No, well, that's more like a name. Yeah, I can't do that. Pest Control in Riverside.
The state board alone will not let you name yourself something that sounds like an official.
You're right. Yeah.
So like you can't.
You know what we could do? Pest control near me. We could do pest control near me in those particular cities. There you go. Pest control near me, because then you pop up. Yeah, you'll be in the top. Yeah. See, those are keywords. That's the marketing that I do. We'll do the same thing with your Facebook account, and then your Facebook account can reach all those cities as well. You can pick and choose the cities. Exactly. If you
what
want Redlands, you want, if you want Redlands, or you want Rancho Cucamonga, if you want Chino Hills, if you want Temecula, I mean, I don't know how far south you go. I don't know if you want to go Moreno Valley, that's Riverside, or just Riverside itself. You know, I don't know. I'm just throwing some names out there. Diamond Bar, you know, that could be the furthest you go. It's right there. Chino Hills is right there. Of course, Big Bear. You could go to Big Bear. You could go to Running Springs. That's
not right now.
The lower mountains. Yeah.
Not right now. Big Bear.
Yeah, it's too much snow. Yeah. There's a lot of snow. With all that rain and cold.
I got to take out the 4x4 truck for that.
Yeah, so let me give you a combination on the price right here. It's a special 50% off. Now, if you don't have a website or web page, we'll create that for you at no cost, Brian. Because you're Latino and you're El Matador, I'm going to give you the best pest control price there is, okay? I feel like you're family. As a matter of fact, my wife's maiden name is Lopez. So es familia ya. Ya yo sé que es familia. Part of the Lopez side. So I'll include a website on my page, custom built for you, in the Google, and also on Facebook if you don't have one. Okay, we'll do that for your marketing campaign. Social media is one, and then the Google is the other. You get 15 keywords, and this is important. This is where you come in and say, I want this particular type of work, and that's the services you're going to be followed under on the Google search. So the more clear that you tell us that this is what type of work you want, the easier it is for the consumers to find you under those particular services you offer. So if it's industrial pest control, we could do industrial, we could do commercial as well. What do you think about industrial? Those are the big plants. Is that too big for you?
Industrial, probably not.
It could be a factory.
Most people,
yeah.
Most people go with commercial. I mean, I
okay,
could see
sure.
industrial.
Yeah.
But
I'm just thinking big,
people,
Brian. Yeah.
Industrial pest control. You know what? That sounds good.
Okay, let's put that
all right.
There too. Industrial. Of course, commercial. Okay, how about emergency? You do emergency?
Emergency.
You like that?
Half of the work is emergency.
There you go. Now you understand where I'm coming from. I'm putting on my marketing hat. Okay, then of course, pest control near me. What's your high ticket item of all the pests? What is it? Rodents? What is it? What is it? Tell me. Bee removal? Rodents? What is the one you charge
the most? German cockroaches and rats. Or rodents.
So I gotta use it in the search engine. Cockroach extraction. Let's do that. Yeah. You already have it on your one of your website here. I think you have it under the Yelp. How's that working out for you? Yelp is just a, it's just a application. They're not a
Yelp
search engine like Google is. It's just an application.
Yelp. So Yelp contacted me. We tried out their 30 days, and then I explained to them, you know, I don't do live trapping. I don't do termites. And they charge you for every lead that you get.
Right, correct.
And before I knew it, I had like 20 leads for termites, for skunks, for raccoons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would call Yelp. I'm like, hey, you guys got to remove this because this is not what I do. And they're like, well, you should have set your settings correctly. I was like, well, I set my settings to what I do. I wouldn't set my settings to something I don't do.
That's right.
And then
absolutely.
For no complain to you guys. So they weren't able to fix that. I canceled the service. And then I had customers that are like, hey, let me set up a Yelp review in front of me. The same time that I cancel with them, all of a sudden my account doesn't take any more reviews.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm like, I've always known Yelp.
Mm-hmm,
it's borderline Blackman.
Exactly.
If you want a bad remove, you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how much you're willing to pay to get bad reviews removed. So I'm like, there's a word for this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's called extortion.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I left it alone. I was like, Yelp, without Yelp or Yelp, we're going to continue. This is not a make it or break it deal.
Mm.
Yeah, but I have my review on Yelp, and the reviews that they, after I canceled their service with them, they never went through.
Wow.
I had one gentleman who was like, hey, I put 5 stars, and now it says
that's awful.
They can't have.
That's awful, Brian.
They can't.
That's awful.
They can't do it. I was like, okay. It's
that
all right.
That's awful.
I'm going to get going.
Okay, so let me give you the price on that.
Do
you want to know the price? Huh?
Tell me.
Okay, so the price for the Google and the Facebook marketing and that reach is $249 a month and includes the web page and website and also the web page and website on the social media on Facebook as well. $249 month to month. No contracts.
If I ever decide to cancel, do you guys take my web page with you?
You could buy for $99. $99. It's yours.
Buy out.
Yeah, exactly. But $99. Can't beat that. Let me show you a sample. I'm going to text you a sample of the websites we do, especially pest control. That's a high-end ticket, you know. I'm going to show you exactly what it is. All it is, if you have your own pictures, we'll use your own pictures doing the work. If not, we have stock photos. Pictures and videos. We can put pictures and videos on this. It's custom built.
It
won't go public.
This
is custom built, so it won't be. It'll be your information, your hours of operation, your days you work, everything about you, you know, your history, your phone number, everything about you is going to be on there. Let me put this here. You're going to get a free website on both. Okay. Okay, it's going to come from Abel from Local Splash. Free website. Okay, included. For both. So I'll send you a sample. Okay, you're going to get a text. You can open that up and you got my number and everything else. So the price is $249 of that. The Facebook marketing campaign will be up and running between 10 and 12 days. And then Google takes a little longer because there's a search engine. To get on the top, it takes about 30 days, Brian, and it's, you know, something that you have to understand, but at least one of them will start, which is a Facebook marketing campaign. So the Facebook, how it works, is just like a commercial. You're watching a movie or whatever it is on TV, and then a commercial pops up. It's the same thing. You're in the feed of Facebook, and before you know it, your advertising or your company business will show up. If they're interested in the services you offer, they'll click on your phone number, call you, or they email you the contact information, which will be their name, phone number, email and phone and the purpose of the service that they want as well. So that's how it works, the Facebook. Google, of course, is Google search, top 15 keywords. Once those keywords are submitted by those individuals in that particular area, you will be able to appear in the first top three, one, two, or three. It rotates. It's called the Google Maps optimization or SEO maps. But it's good because it goes by that particular area, 10-mile radius. For that one, 50 miles on the Facebook. Okay?
I like this.
Okay. You like that, huh? Yeah. But remember, it's going to be custom built for you. So everything that you have to offer, if you have pictures of before and after or your logo is good, or a certain color, if you want the Mexican flag on there, we'll put the Mexican flag, whatever it is. And Matador, if you want the Matador, we'll put a creative Matador, you know, with, you know, killing a big cockroach, man. I don't know. With a sword. What do you think of that, huh? ¿Qué te parece, Brian?
Yo tengo,
¿Do you have a logo? ¿Tiene un logo?
No. Tengo un nuevo logo que compré para mis uniformes y todas las cosas.
Okay. Está bien eso.
Para poner
Vamos a usarlo. We'll do it in both. Lo podemos usar... dime.
Mándame toda tu información por email, por favor.
Sí, eso lo voy a hacer ahora mismo, sí. I'm going to do it right now, yeah.
Por favor.
Sí.
Me encanta.
Sí.
Porque es que me tengo que ir ahí con el, I have to go to my daughter's softball game. My wife's picking me up and I have to go to.
Sure.
We're gonna go.
No, I understand. I was married too once before. I know how that is. Yo entiendo, amigo. Yo entiendo.
Okay.
Los latinos no son fácil. I know that. I get that. You know what I'm talking about, man. You want a happy life? You got to have a happy wife, man. Okay. Ahí te voy a mandar la información for the marketing.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to email it to you, okay? Brian, thank you so much. It's been a blessing. God bless you and your family. It's a pleasure. My name is Abel Diaz.
I will contact you back, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, you got it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.